Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase Studio with Burr Ridge Mayor Mickey Straub, author of 50 Capitals in 50 States, Big Goals, Short Deadlines, 14,900 miles driven, 250 to 275 hours on the road, 29 hours flying to Hawaii and Alaska, and a couple of trips back home, all to do 50 Capitals in 44 days, reciting the Gettysburg Address. What do you find in the Gettysburg Address? What does it mean, and what should we appreciate about it?
Well, a lot of people know this little fact about the Gettysburg Address, that there are no I's or me's in it, that the word I and the word me does not appear in the Gettysburg Address. But what sometimes gets overlooked is the presence of every time he refers to everybody else collectively, because the Gettysburg Address was obviously, you know, obviously given to dedicate the cemetery and our in honor of the veterans that fought there, but what he also did was he helped unify us in ways that no speech has done either before or since, because there are no I's or me's, but there are 10 we's, 3 us's, and 2 ours. So 15 times Abraham Lincoln refers to everybody else but himself. And wouldn't that be nice if more people in politics and in general thought in terms of us, not I, and we, not me? So that's one of the main things. That's the first thing that jumped out at me with the Gettysburg Address.
Now, we were talking off air, and you mentioned about everybody asked what's your favorite state capital, and you said you really don't have any favorites. I think of all the time that I worked in Springfield and lived in Springfield and working in the Capitol. But when you work in a Capitol, you don't necessarily appreciate, what it means and what capitals symbolize.
Absolutely. And the old phrase about familiarity breeds contempt. A lot of people don't appreciate what's there. I took pictures and saw things that most people had no idea were there. Matter of fact, even most legislators in Illinois don't realize there's an exact replica of the Liberty Bell out in front of the Capitol building, largely because it's been defaced quite a bit and there's no plaque identifying what it is. But the point, to your point, a lot of people are there and they work there. We're almost too close to recognize it. So on my two-hour journey for each capital, I was probably some of the most present times of my life where I was very present at the moment and saw things that some locals didn't sometimes.
Yeah, because for them it's just an office. It's just a workplace. You referred earlier to Capitol Angels, these people that were so helpful. Give us an example of a Capitol Angel.
Oh, countless examples, but one of the first ones was a guy named Rick. He was a Capitol police officer in Pennsylvania that he helped guide me through Pennsylvania State Capitol, and then someone named Michelle Bean and works for the Secretary of State in Vermont. She's an old friend. She really helped kind of save me in Vermont when I wanted to quit because I almost killed myself in a rainstorm without the windshield wipers breaking. But one of the classic cases was in Annapolis, Maryland, when a Naval Academy student who looked like an angel himself, dressed in all white, when I felt almost like I was homeless, living in hotels, of course, but traveling so much and living and moving things in and out of my car, I felt like I was homeless. And he gave me some motivation. He gave me a piece of advice I thought was great. Took me to lunch. I took him to lunch. He gave me a tour of the Naval Academy. And he was just one of the people that really made an impact on me and kind of showed up when I needed the most. Cause I can't tell you, the trip was called 50 Capitals in 50 Days, did it in 44, and 44 is about the number of times I wanted to quit.
Well, and before we took the break there, you referred about Abraham Lincoln in the South. And I would have to say, this could be somewhat intimidating going to some of these Southern capitals and delivering one of Lincoln's greatest speeches.
Well, you must have been reading my mind, because it was in Annapolis, Maryland. It was the first time that I thought, wait a second, was this a southern state or a northern state? And should I really be reciting this? And then in Virginia especially, I thought, wait a second, I don't feel very comfortable with doing this with the backdrop of the Capitol building in the background. And then, of course, as I mentioned before, I couldn't find any references to Lincoln south of New Jersey. And That's why I started taking pictures of Liberty. Also because I heard about the Liberty Bell replicas, which very few people know about.
Right, from the, and that was, what, National Park Service, wasn't it?
No, sir, it wasn't. In 1950, Treasury Secretary Snyder issued an exact replica of Liberty Bell to every capital in the country, and they were numbered. There was 53 of them. And ironically, Alaska has number one, I think, because alphabetically they were the first territory. Every capital is given an exact replica of Liberty Bell with a beautiful plaque, giving an opportunity to pronounce your dedication to the same individual freedoms our country's built on. But unfortunately, not all capitals have them on display.
Which seems very strange.
It does. And that's one of my long-term missions. I didn't think it was going to be a mission. This, by the way, this trip is supposed to have a clear beginning and end, but it seemed like a trip without any end. And that's one of the things that kind of developed from it. I'd like to maybe have a 50 Capitals Foundation or something dedicated to promoting, you know, these type of symbols, you know, love for God and country, and make sure that the Liberty Bells are all out there.
Well, Mayor, this is what I consider to be the capital of Chicago radio, and so perhaps in hitting a 51st capital, why don't you give us the Gettysburg Address?
Well, thank you. It'd be an honor to be, and also bring back memories. 470 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth.
Mayor Straub, thank you so much. Burr Ridge Mayor Mickey Straub, author of 50 Capitals in 50 States, Big Goals, Short Deadlines. Thank you again for joining me here in the Showcase studio.
Thank you, sir. It's an honor to be here at WGN.
We'll be back with more right after this.
Always bet on green.